Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right, how's it going, guys? This is Jimbo Paris, and today we have Chasha Shen, and she's kind of focused on mindset training and transforming businesses into something much better. Let's see what she has to say.
Hello.
Hey. So let's get this started. So can you kind of give me a brief summary of who you are, what you're about, and what your message is?
Sure. I'm Tasha Chen, and I am the co-founder of the Science of Getting Rich Academy. I love teaching people how to use the universal principles to create abundance, not only in their lives, but in their businesses, because what I have found is most people, most entrepreneurs subscribe to this theory that says you have to work really hard to create success. And I too believe that, worked really hard and failed. And then I found out, wait a second, like there are all these universal principles that can actually make it a lot easier. And people just either, a lot of people know about them, but they're just not applying them. And I've just taken it on. I want to show everybody how to have easy success and make lots of money.
Nice. And next question is, what is abundance?
You know, when I think of abundance, I think of what is it that when a great analogy for this for me is I look to nature to help me understand the meaning of abundance. Everything in nature is easily provided. There's more than enough, like there's more than enough water in the ocean, more than enough air for us to breathe, more than enough trees for us to get oxygen. Like everything that nature has, it has it in excess. And I feel if we understood that, then the meaning of abundance is so much more than just money. It's in all areas of your life. Whatever you individually decide is whatever you individually decide you want for your life, whether it's love, health, spirituality, and even money, can you have as much of it as you desire and even more? Yes. So abundance for me is it's all the feel-good things, anything that makes you feel good and you want more of it.
How did you make your life easier?
Well, I made my life easier by making it really hard at first. Failing and realizing I don't want that ever again for me. And, you know, I think that one of the things that led me to understanding what I call easy and relaxed is I literally did a cry for help. Like, God, I have failed miserably and I need to figure out another way. And in that prayer, all these things that I needed to show me how to make it easier came to me. So the books, the courses, the mentors, the opportunities, everything came to me. And one of the things that I do is I tell people you have to take inspired action. So I acted on those things. If I take myself out of the belief that I have to work and struggle and grind to create success, if I have a departure from that thought and I learn more about the universal principles that are available, that the universal power can do the work for me. And if I get that and I apply it, it leads to ease. It really leads to results being a lot easier.
What was your inspired action?
Oh, I have inspired actions every day. Sometimes my inspired actions are take a nap. Like you're getting in the way, you know, you are sometimes I'm a human being. And as much as I appreciate ease, I'm growing a business and I can't sit here and think of, I like to say 17,000 things that need to be done in my business and I can start overworking. And I'll just be like, this doesn't feel good. I'm not about this. I feel like I'm wound up and I don't like it. What do I need to do? And I'll just sit quietly. And the answer sometimes is you need to just chill, take a nap, like go do that. Or Tasha, just stop and go walk the beach. And sometimes my inspired action is see that woman over there in the room while you're at this event, go talk to her. I have no idea why, but go talk to her. You know, so it takes lots of different forms. But I tell people when you're committed to living, we call it the certain way from the Science of Getting Rich. When you're committed to living that way, and you are aligned, what's going to happen as a byproduct is you're going to get nudges to do things. And then the inspired action piece is you actually do it. You know, it's not just, oh, I got nudged to do that, but I never did anything. The path to success includes action.
If people want to get started, transform their lives, my question is, what is the first action?
To ask, what do you want? What do you want? I want to transform my life. I want to transform my life to look like what? Like, what is not working for you right now? What is the area of your life that you want to transform? Become really clear about what it will look like and feel like when you get the transformative result that you want, right? So a lot of people, you know, that's such a loaded question. What's the first step? And people have been taught that the first step is to just go take massive action, you know, just be in action, just jump, start doing. And I'm like, no, actually, I teach, spend 80 to 90% of your energy on becoming really clear about what you want, what your life, what you want your life, your business, whatever area it is you want to transform. What do you want it to look and feel like? And once you get that, once you get an idea of it, then you need to ask. And that could be praying. For me, what I teach is put it in writing, right? 90%, you increase your chances of having something by 90% if you simply write it down. I wanted freedom. It's a top value for me. And, you know, part of my story is I'm a little island girl from Jamaica. And part of growing up there was that this is not just a saying. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our culture. You have to work 27 hours a day, and you have to work harder than everybody else to create success. And everything in our culture is set up so that you do that. And when I did it, and it cost me everything, my health, my marriage, my finances, almost my kids, I was like, wait a second, that formula doesn't work for me, but I still want to be successful. I still want to be an entrepreneur. And as I thought about that, I'm like, and I also don't want to work hard like that. I value freedom and I value ease. And so when I did my ask after failing, like filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, failing, I remember saying, you know what, God, here's what I know. I want to have a business that gives me freedom. It's fun. It's easy. It's fulfilling. I don't know what that business is, but that's my ask. That's what I want. And, you know, God, universe, source answered.
How crazy is this, though?
Pretty, right? How crazy is this? So I'm going to give you an example of crazy. Right. I teach my people that we are always getting signs of abundance, right? Most people that join my program, 99% of the people want more money. And during the program, I'm like, I want you to become super aware of all the ways that you are being shown that money is on its way to you, right? So every day we have to document evidence. And sometimes that evidence, I say, just look for money, look for all forms of money. And in our program, we say, if you find a penny, it means that, like, you know, God's trying to nudge you and say, hey, I got $1 million coming to you. Like, if you literally found a penny in the parking lot, but instead it was $1 million that you found in an envelope, how would you respond? What would be your energy? How excited would you be? And it literally is all a mind game, because if you can put yourself in the same happiness and energy level as if you had just manifested $1 million, you literally start to vibrate at that frequency and attract it. When you're worrying about money, you're not a match for money, right? But when you're feeling abundant and vibrant and like everything is possible and you start seeing money everywhere, you are at the same frequency of abundance as the flow of money. So crazy, answer your question about crazy. Can you imagine me and my people finding pennies in the parking lot and screaming joy? Like we go nuts. And my kids, they hate this. They're like, can you please stop picking up the money, Mom? And I'm like, when I make my millions, you don't get to ask me for any of it because you didn't want part of my craziness, right? So yeah, I mean, to the outsider, to the non-believer, I am sure it seems crazy, which is why I tell my people, we are going to be on this journey. I'm going to teach you. And listen, this is not me this is not me just telling you something that Tasha believes, right? That's not what this is. This is, go ahead and ask for what you want. And every single day, you get to prove if it's true or not true. You get to prove if you're getting it or not getting it. You get to document your evidence. So it's not what I say. You don't have to believe me at all. I just tell you what to do. You do it. And then you get to measure the results yourself. But to someone outside, like me, 15 years ago, I would have said, you guys are on drugs. You are crazy. What are you talking about? You're not going to work hard. You're not going to, like, you want to grow a business and you're not going to, you know, like hustle like everybody says, or you're not going to do all these crazy things that people say you need to do to grow a business. You are nuts. I remember when I met my best friend, who's my business partner, and she said, you work way too hard. She's like, I like you. I would love to do business with you, but you work way too hard. And I said, well, what do you do? She says, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the things that I want to receive in my life. And they show up. And I was like, where I'm from, we call that lazy. You are lazy, right? She says, I tell you what, Tasha, try it with me for 90 days and see what happens. And I have never looked back. I commit to easy. I commit to easy, and I commit to using the universal principles to create results. One last thing I'll say. When I first started on this journey, my ex-husband said to me, you know, the thing about you is you just get everything you want. Everything you want comes easy to you. And he was really angry, right? Because it was like, I have to work so hard for everything, but everything you get comes easy. And I remember looking at him and going, well, I can teach you what I do. You know, like, instead of being angry and calling me crazy, how about you just try it for yourself? And that's what I really have to say to the people who think it's crazy. I'm like, well, why don't you try it? What do you have to lose? You know, there you go. That's it.
You raise an interesting point. And what you're saying is, in my eyes, in my ears too, gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
How do you begin showing that gratitude? You mentioned releasing, but is there anything else you need to do besides that?
Yeah. So Dr. Joe Dispenza, who wrote the book Supernatural, have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of the name.
Okay, so he's a neuroscientist, right? And I love to talk about Dr. Joe Dispenza in this work, because for many people, it can sound woo-woo and crazy, right? But it's actually science. It's actually, you know, neurologically proven that we have a reticular activating system as part of our brain. And if we tell that part of our brain what to focus on, it actually creates the circumstances in our life to make it true. So if you're like, oh, I want to, you know, I've just decided, I think I'm going to buy a red Lexus. Suddenly you see red Lexuses everywhere, right? That's your reticular activating system at work. So that's what we're doing, is we're literally feeding that part of our brain with all these steps of what it is that we want. And when you express gratitude, Dr. Joe Dispenza says your body actually doesn't know if you're grateful because it happened or it actually didn't happen, right? That the expression of gratitude puts you in the place in your body of you have it. You can't express gratitude for something that you don't feel like you really have. If you can't feel like you really have it, you can't feel gratitude. So by doing that, you actually bypass the mind and trying to convince the mind, did I get it? Did I not get it? If you can feel gratitude, your body, the signal that it sends neurologically to your body is you have the thing. Now your reticular activating system is going, okay, got it. Focus, focus, focus. Bring all the things that she's grateful for, he's grateful for. Whatever needs to happen starts happening for you to get the results that you want. Be in that vibration of being grateful when you want to attract whatever it is that you want to bring into your life.
And what's Financially Free Friday?
All right, now we're having fun. So here's the thing. Most people that want to manifest more money, they want it because they're dreaming of this day where they could just do whatever they want to do, right? They have enough money to do whatever it is that they want to do. That's really why they want all this money. It's the freedom that it gives you, the choice that it gives you. So we dubbed Fridays Financially Free Friday, and I inspired my people. I said, what would you be doing today if you were financially free? 99% of the things that they would be doing, they don't need to be a millionaire to do. So literally, you can start right now. on Fridays. We dub it Financially Free Friday, and we just act as if we're financially free. We just act as if we already have all the millions, right? Because the truth is, there's so much of it that you can just act as if right now.
It's one thing doing those things. Another thing teaching them. How did you become a good teacher?
A good teacher? Is that what you said? How did I become a good teacher? Or how did I become a teacher?
Well, you're a good teacher, obviously, because you're here. So that's what I said. Good teacher.
You know what? I think my people say this all the time as a reflection back to me. I am a believer that I can just be me. I can just be me. There is no anything else that I need to be to create success. And I also know my heart. And one of the things that happened for me was once I saw how my life was changed because I had read this book, I was at the time the chapter leader for a women's organization. And we would meet once a month and mastermind. And it was like, I was just getting like, gosh, it's like I have this secret and I wish I could tell it to them, you know, because my life is changing. And so I said, tell you what, I'll show you how to do what I'm doing. And my best friend at the time said, if you don't charge them, I'm never going to speak to you again. And I was like, okay, well, then you charge them. And they paid for it. And so that's how our business was born. But it came from that place of like, what I have for myself, I want for everyone else. Right. So I had figured it out for me. And I mean, we're all human beings. Our natural tendency is if you see someone hungry and you have bread, it's hard for you to not give it to the person. Right. And that's really what it is for me. I figured it out for myself and I was just wanting to share it with others. I absolutely believe that the path to success includes being accountable for doing the things that you need to do. The science of getting rich says the use of the will. Use your will to think how you know you should think and to act how you know you should act. And that's how you create success. And the other part is I teach all the time. I am the one who decides. You are the one, every single one of us, we are the ones who decide the things that happen in our external environment. So if you know, I look at my life and I see this phone floating around and I'm like, how in the world is that happening? I created it. If I don't like seeing the phone floating around, it freaks me out. Like now I get to go, I'm going to create something else. I'm going to create that this phone responds to gravity and just stays on the table, right? But everything is up to me. If it's meant to be, it's up to me.
So again.
Here it says I'm ready.
All right. Now I'm very curious. Let's take a look at your website. Give us a run through here. So take the money challenge. All right.
Yep. So I told you that I enroll in our program. Our program is called Money and Profit Mastery. And mm-hmm. we run it twice a year, right? What we do to create the space for people to figure out if I'm the right mentor for them is I have a 5-day challenge. It's the Money Attraction Challenge. I show people how to think differently. I do things. One of the things that I talk about is the 13 money traumas, why these traumas are getting in your way of manifesting. And people are like, oh my God, I never even thought of that. I never realized I had money trauma. I didn't even know that there's such a thing. And so during the 5 days, it's a lot of teaching. And then I invite people, hey, do you want to come on this 120 days of living like this with me? You know, some teachers will tell you what to do. I want to show you how to do it. And the biggest show that I show is through my own life, right? I am in the program with them. They know that. I'm doing it every single time with them. I'm on the journey with them because I live this.
So what are some key areas you want people to look at first? Because this all seems quite interesting.
We only have one signature course. It's called Money and Profit Mastery, and it's 120 days. The other thing that you see there that your team's clicking on, Deservingness Masterclass. Again, on my own journey, because I learned from my life. So on my journey, I realized that I had a lot of deservingness issues. I was asking, and I learned this lesson in the area of relationships in my life, right? So I was in a relationship, it ended very badly. And I literally was like, how is this happening to me? And the answer was, because you don't think you deserve much more than this crappy relationship. And when I heard that for myself, what I realized was a lot of my people, my clients, they're asking for more money, they're asking for more wealth, but inside they don't believe they really deserve to have it. And so I could teach them everything I know, but if you don't believe you deserve to have something, like you're not naturally going to become a magnet for it, right? Because that resistance is so strong. It's like, I want it, but I don't really believe I should have it. So I'm not gonna. And so this deservingness masterclass we offer here for anyone to take at any time, but is actually a part of our program, is I want people to become deserving of the wealth that they're asking for.
Again, this is a great interview. Okay. I'm just collecting everything you're saying right now. So one thing I'm looking at is, what is that statue right there with all the money?
Oh, yeah.
Hugging me the whole time.
If you've ever seen, I'm sure I have pictures online with me in this, it's a money dress.
Okay.
Right? My branding, my business all around manifesting more money.
So you've worn that dress before?
Yeah, several times.
Okay. And that's real money?
What do you think? What would make you feel better about it? You're the one who decides. What would make you feel amazing? If you were to think it were real money, or would you feel better if it was like, oh, it's fake money? Which one? I'm curious.
I think real money would make it a lot more interesting.
There you go. You're the one who decides. You get to choose.
So this has been a great interview, a great talk. So let's kind of get in some closing questions here. So if you could go back in time and give your younger self some advice, what would you tell her?
There's an easier way. And I was plagued. Part of growing up in a third world country is that the opportunities are limited. And you kind of feel, and they, like I said, the entire system is structured so that you feel you just have to outdo everybody else. Like, there's no chance at success for you if you don't have the right connections, if you weren't born into the right family, if you didn't go to the right school. Like, there's so many things that need to be right, I felt. And a lot of it I didn't have access to, right? So it was almost like I didn't have a chance at success. And because I felt like I didn't naturally have the things to succeed, it made me work way harder than I needed to, just because I didn't know there was another way. And that's what I would tell my younger self. There's another way, and it's so much easier. So much easier.
Is that what you would tell everyone else here too?
I would. There is another way, and it is so much easier. And I would do like my best friend did, right? Why don't you just try it? Like, what do you have to lose? Just try it. And that's what's beautiful. You don't need all the things to be perfect in order to have the results. Like, no matter where you live in the world, no matter what your financial circumstance is right now, no matter who your family is, no matter your skin color, no matter the education you have, no matter nothing, as long as you can think and you are crystal clear about what you want, and you can be shown what to do, you can have everything that you want. And every single person can do it. My final thought for everyone watching is, like, get on the deservingness train. Remember, and you don't need to do anything to become deserving of the best. Like, literally, just because you're here, like, that's it. The only thing you need is to be alive. Because you're alive, it means you deserve the best. That's it.
You deserve the best. All right. Well, again, thank you again, Ms. Chen. And the next thing we'd like to go into is some great people that have been helping out the show recently. We would like to give a thanks to Dark Joseph Ravine. He isn't a sponsor, but he's definitely helped to give us a good platform to bring a lot of good attention to the show. So thank you again, sir. And then our next sponsor, or the next person who is a sponsor, is Judy Ryan. She's a LifeWork Systems collaborator, improving businesses and sort of optimizing relationships in businesses. So yeah, thanks again, guys. And we're also available on Roku, and we have a new website too. So check us out there. We're a full-fledged TV channel now. No more just a podcast. We're a TV channel now. So yep, that's everything. Thank you again, Ms. Chen. I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.